Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-doing men's solutions and ideas.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, the weekend's upon us. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. Thanks for joining me. This hour is brought to you by Jaws. And you say, what is that? Well, if you haven't discovered Jaws Cleaners, J-A-W-S, you're missing out on a lot. They got the glass cleaner. Yes, they have a disinfectant, which is effective on COVID. And they also have a wonderful kitchen degreaser and also a hardwood floor cleaner, which you might... And it's not just for hardwood. You can use it also on vinyl and ceramic. It's called hardwood floor cleaner, but it is a floor cleaner. pH neutral, not going to leave streaks or hazes, but you can check it all out. It's refillable bottles, too. So when you're finished, you fill it up with water, you put this little cartridge in, you're ready to go again. JawsCleans.com. All right, our phone number as we talk home improvement is 800-823-8255. Grab a line, and Tim, welcome. Hey, Tim.
Hey, no, this is Ken.
Ken, okay, sorry.
Yeah, good morning, Gary. How
morning.
Are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Great. You guys were talking about humidity outside. I'm concerned about it in my house.
Right.
We believe we need to buy a humidifier. We have dry skin. We see the joints in our molding expand.
Yeah.
And I just need some tips on how to buy one. I've gone
online.
Yeah,
I guess the first thing, what you might want to consider is exactly where your home humidity is right now.
Okay.
Do you know what that is or not?
No, I don't have it.
Okay, it varies all the time, but you can get a little humidity gauge, I don't know, $15 or something. You can get digital ones up to 20, and it'll vary throughout the days and all that. But the benchmark is in the summertime, you want it around 50%. You'll probably struggle to get it much lower than that. In the wintertime, when it's even freezing outside, and I don't know if you get that much of that in South Carolina, but when it's even freezing, you're going to be around 35 to 40%.
Inside the house.
Inside the house, right. And those humidifiers, depending on how you get it, you can get a whole house humidifier, which is going to have a humidistat, which is going to detect the humidity. It'll be up on your thermostat. It'll detect the humidity in your house. And it is a device that you tap into the water line, it drips over this pad, and only when it's calling for humidity, right? Mm-hmm. And then that moisture is distributed through the house. And it kind of works just like it's calling for heat, and it gives you heat, calls you for cool, it gives you cool, calls for water, it gives you water. So that's one option.
Are you then saying if that it's something you have to tap into your water line to use this?
Yes, uh-huh. You can get a little saddle valve, or you can actually turn off the water, cut the line, and put a valve in there. And then there's a quarter-inch soft copper tubing that will run into the humidifier for the furnace.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get just a portable one, just like you would if it was a dehumidifier. Have you been in South Carolina a long time, Ken?
Yes, I have, Gary.
Okay. Is it particularly cold or dry this year?
Well,
or?
No. It's cold for us, might be in the upper 20s.
Right.
Where I live.
Right.
But we run our electric heat system, uh-huh. and we supplement that with a gas fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't know which way to go. We've got like 12-foot ceilings downstairs. We've got a 2,300-square-foot home
right.
with about 400 feet upstairs. And I was just thinking if there's one unit I can get to do all of this.
Well, and that would be the whole house, humidifier. April Air makes them. There's several companies that make them. April Air is probably the largest. An HVAC company can put that on for you. They have to cut, the ductwork too to set this. But I have one on my home. Of course, I'm in a different situation. I'm in the Midwest, so, a really cold day for us might be 10. An upper 20 still cold. Don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
we can have some burst where it gets a little colder than that. It does. It dries out. I have mine set at 36% in the wintertime, and it keeps my house at 36%, which is good enough, because if it gets really cold outside, and then you're not going to get moisture on the windows, but if your house is at 50%, you're probably going to get some moisture around the windows.
Well, at what level is it that my crown molding is splitting at the joints?
Well, I don't really know. That might be over time, too. Have you ever noticed it before? Or?
Only in the winter.
Only in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you could put, it could be 30% in there.
That low?
Yeah, it could be. I get more calls, actually, because of molds and mildews and high humidities in the summertime. Mm-hmm. But it seems like this year we're getting a lot of dry air questions.
Yeah. Well, it's uncomfortable.
So, yeah, exactly. And you're right. Adding humidity, there is going to be several things. If you're running, say 30% humidity, and you get a humidifier, and all of a sudden you're running 40% in your home, you're going to be warmer. You're going to feel more comfortable, is what I mean. Your skin's mm-hmm. going to feel better. It's not going to itch as much. And wood will start expanding because it will start absorbing some of that moisture. So there's certainly a benefit to it. And, I was
thinking about getting a portable unit, Gary, because
uh-huh.
I didn't want to go through all the cost of
right.
Tapping it in the other way. But with these hemostats, they come on the unit, I assume.
And yes.
Can you control that level of humidity in the house with that?
On a portable one, I assume you can. I haven't really looked into a portable one, to be honest with you, Ken. I mean, it's been a long time. I grew up in the hardware business, and we used to sell them, and there was a setting on them back then. I'm sure they still have that, just like they would with a dehumidifier, a portable dehumidifier.
Mm-hmm.
The caution here is just make sure that you're trying to use that portable one with the amount of square footage it's recommending. We see people all the time with dehumidifiers and humidifiers. People buy a 750-square-foot dehumidifier or humidifier, and they're trying to humidify a 2,000-square-foot home or something on one floor and buy one. So just be mindful of the size you're buying. And then the other thing is to make sure there's a cleaner. I think it needs to be cleaned at least a couple times during a season.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a liquid. Otherwise, you'll start accumulating what they call white dust, which is basically hard water deposits.
Oh.
So.
Well, that's been confusing for me. I've gone online and looked at some of these humidifiers, and they will tell you it's like for a 1,000-square-foot home, but it'll do a full home up to a certain size, say 2,400 square feet.
Right, right.
And I'm wondering if it'll do the entire home.
It's kind of even like a portable heater, if you can reference that. It might cover that, but it depends
okay.
how open the floor plan is. You know what I'm saying.
Right,
I'd be more concerned about my first floor rather than the 400-square-foot upstairs, unless that's where your bedroom is, of course. And if that were the case, I might get a separate one for up there and another one for the first floor.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Gary, I appreciate your help today. I really do.
Very good. Have a good one. Take care, Ken. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number is 800-823-8255. And Well, let's see. We'll take a break, and we got Steve coming up next, and you. Again, it's 800-823-8255. Grab a line. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Time to get your hands dirty with Gary Sullivan. Give him a call at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Jaws, the JustAd water system, is my favorite in household cleaning refillable spray cleaners. The Jaws glass cleaner is my absolute favorite. The Jaws disinfectant cleaner kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria, including COVID-19. It's a cleaner and disinfectant all in one. Their line of cleaning products come with reusable bottles and concentrated refill pods that save space and reduce plastic waste. Refill and reuse Jaws, the best cleaners I've used. Get Jaws spray bottles and refill pods at JawsCleans.com. Roto-Rooter is rooting for you, whether you're a homeowner, landlord, or business owner. Hi, I'm Gary Sullivan here for Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. Roto-Rooter created the standard for safety during the pandemic by wearing PPE, face mask, and disposable gloves and boot covers. They also practice social distancing and sanitize touch points. It's no wonder Roto-Rooter has been in business for 85 years. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO or go to rotorooter.com.
Hey, take a look around your house and see what you can freshen up. Ugly countertops, old tile, linoleum floors. It's really easy with Spreadstone by Deich Coatings. It's a roll-on coating that'll give you the beautiful look of stone in a weekend. I've been recommending it for years, and try the new Polish Clear Finish. It's a beautiful, glossy coating for new or existing Deich countertops, and it's super tough and resistant to hot pans and stains. Order today at DAICHCoatings.com.
Imagine having an odor eliminator that works every time, no matter what the odor. Well, that's what they did when they created Odor Exits, products that eliminates, never cover up. Did you say the puppy had an accident on the carpet or the toilet overflowed from extra flushes? Eliminator is the choice. Did you burn dinner? Spray magic. Worried about virus, diarrhea, vomit, and cleanup? Virus Rescue Kit is the answer. Be safe and smell great. Visit odorexit.com. That's odorexit.com.
All right, back to work we go, 20 minutes after the top of the hour. Doing a little home improvement. Our phone number is 800-823-8255. And let's get to Steve, and then I want to kind of add a few things about over-humidification in the wintertime inside your home. And if you've got some points on that, you can join us. Steve, welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I have fleas in my mobile home, and I'm trying to get rid of them with several different things, and they seem to come back. What's the best way to get rid of them, suckers?
Well, getting rid of fleas in your home can be a challenge because they lay eggs. Do you have pets at all? Or
No, I don't got no pets either.
No pets either, huh? And it's in a mobile home. So how do you think they're getting in? You got any idea, or has it been a while or something along those lines?
I don't have any idea. I really don't. I mean, because I'm the only one in and out of here 90% of the time, and I only use the one door, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What have you done so far to stop it?
I bought some Ortho stuff, a big bottle of that, and sprayed several times, and I bought, and then I tried to use lemon. Lemon, they said, that's a real home remedy. Then apple cider, then vinegar.
Yeah.
I've sprayed all that stuff on there, and then, and it seemed to do okay for one or two days, you know, but they come right back.
Well, I think what you're doing is you're getting rid of the fleas, but you're not getting rid of the eggs. So what I would do is start with the process of just really deep cleaning carpeting and upholstery. I mean, that's where they hide, you know, in the carpeting and in upholstery around the beading. You need to get all those eggs and the fleas also. And then when you're using the vacuum, if you got a, you know, the bag, get that thing out of the house, tighten it up, duct tape it, and get that out of the house. Or they'll hatch inside that and they'll get back in your house. That's where I would start, even if you came to cleaning any carpet. Drapes down at the bottom of the cuffs of the drapes is another thing, to vacuum that. But that's going to be the best way to really, you know, start getting rid of them. There's all kinds of home remedies, from the lemon sprays, like you said, to diatomaceous earth, to soda or baking soda and salt. But vacuuming is where I'd start, absolutely, and then getting some maybe the dust that gets rid of the fleas and the eggs into the carpet.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, so I'll try that, but I'm probably not getting down deep enough. I have a lot of stuff in here.
Yeah.
I just have a lot of stuff, believe me, so.
Yeah.
That's probably not helping my circumstances either.
Well, that's true, because once they get in your house and they start reproducing, you know, I mean, you know, they're looking for shelter and hiding and everything else. So, you know, carpets, anything with a, you know, seam, I talked about the upholstery, boxes in the corners, those can all harbor fleas. So, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, dust and insecticides, but I would start with the vacuuming and then get that bag on the outside of the house for sure.
I thought about bombing it, but somebody told me that's dangerous.
Well, I don't know if it's dangerous, but you're going to run into the same thing even if you use one of those aerosol bombs. I've seen people chase fleas and everything and then just keep leaving the vacuum cleaner, the bag in the vacuum cleaner, and those fleas still get into the house through that. So start with another thing, if you really, really, really vacuum the carpet, and you're going to have to get a lot of that stuff out of there, or you're going to be chasing that problem forever. Because they could be in the boxes, if you got stacks of clothing, they could be in that clothing, and it sounds like you got kind of an infestation. But so cleaning that out and then cleaning all the upholstery, getting that bag out, I think that's where it starts. It's going to be a process. It'll take time. 1-800-823-8255. That is our phone number. So I said I wanted to talk a little bit about, the home humidity. The fellow in South Carolina who was experiencing dry air. And, again, South Carolina being a little bit more humid, and that's why I'd asked him if he'd lived there for a long time to see if he had still had that problem a lot in the past. But, you know, our indoor humidity is usually lower in the wintertime because the colder temperatures, as was explained well by Alan out in California. And, but sometimes we'll have issues with indoor humidity that's actually high in the wintertime. And we use that whole concept of relative humidity and warmer temperatures can hold more moisture. Okay, so if we have our thermostat set at 70 degrees or 72 degrees, it can hold more moisture. But it's cold outside, and we have drier air because it can't hold as much moisture. And you get infiltration of the air. So if you get it too cold outside and you have warm air inside and you're not ventilating properly, such as cooking, producing water, a lot of houseplants produce water, aquariums produce water, people produce water, that warmer temper inside holds more moisture, and hard slick surfaces, aka windows, which is holding the very cold temperatures outside and holding less water, when those two kind of clash at hard slick surfaces, windows, condensation occurs, and that's why you see water running along windows during a lot of times during the winter months. And you need to have that stop, because if you do not, that water, that condensation, especially if you have wood windows, can create additional issues. Certainly it can create mold and mildew and create an unhealthy living condition. But if it continues, repetition, that moisture, that mold and mildew, you know, in nature that is designed to break down leaves and twigs and grass and all that, it can break down that windowsill too. Remember, It's the number one enemy of your home is moisture. And I don't care whether it's running water or condensation. So that's why. That's just one of the many reasons why we're talking about humidity and controlling it again in the winter months. I would say, again, even freezing, keep your humidity around 35-40%. And I know that can be a chore. All right, we're going to have a guest. We're going to talk about locks, entry locks to your home, and taking a look at your door hardware. That's next. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Improvement 101 with Gary Sullivan. Every weekend, classes begin at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Every weekend, you hear me talking about great products that I've found to make your home projects easier. Because I'm all about easy and quality. Well, I always check out the products in advance to make sure I'm comfortable recommending them. Now, if you manufacture or represent a product that you think may be a good fit for my show, how about contacting me? We're always looking for new sponsors that we can support through our unique partnerships. Just email me, GarySullivan at iHeartMedia.com. That's GarySullivan at iHeartMedia.com. You know, it really doesn't matter where you live. You'll always be dealing with rust. But whether it's rusty nuts and bolts or rusty parts and equipment, you really only need to remember one product, PB Blaster. It's the number one selling penetrant for breaking free rusted or stuck parts. It works every time. And with their new Pro Straw top, you can control the flow down to just a drop. Remember, when there's rust to bust, it's PB Blaster. Pick up a can at home, auto, or hardware stores, and always use Blaster products and work it like a pro. If some of the projects on your to-do list include removing old paint from furniture, doors, or molding, you probably think that's a hazardous, messy job, but it's not with Blue Bear products. They're safe, effective, and affordable. I use Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All. It easily removes multiple layers of paint, all while being even safer than ever. Formulated without harmful chemicals, it gets the job done while being low odor and non-caustic. Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All, now available at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best stores.
Now there's an easier way to clean your shower without all the fuss. Wet and forget shower. Just spray today and rinse clean tomorrow. It's that simple. Use once a week to clean and prevent the buildup of soap scum and everyday shower grime. There's no wiping or scrubbing. Wet and Forget Shower's gentle bleach-free formula leaves your bathroom with a soft vanilla scent. Who knew cleaning your shower could be so easy? Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Shower at Lowe's, Home Depot, or Menards.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, time for our project of the week. We're 33 minutes after the top of the hour at home with Gary Sullivan. Joining me now is Kim Kelly, and he's the CEO of Hampton Products. And all day I've been talking about how things have changed with technology. We, of course, all know that. And this is a company that's got a kind of a fascinating beginning, and now they're into entry locks and deadbolts for our front doors with no keys, unless you want them. Hey, Kim, how are you? Welcome to At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Hey, good morning, Gary. It's nice to be with a fellow Buckeye.
There you go. You don't want to be here today, Kim. You don't want to be here today.
A little chilly?
It's a little chilly today, yeah.
So you're not in Laguna Niguel this week.
Oh, my gosh. That's where I usually am about this time of year. And usually at a condo right above Monarch Beach.
Well, it's great being with you and the at-home listeners again this morning. Last time we spoke in August, we were talking about connected home locks. But this morning I want to introduce the at-home listeners to Benji Lock by Hampton, which is a great story.
Yeah, tell the story and even how it all started, because it's fascinating.
It is a great story. It's a real feel-good story about the American dream. A few years ago, young man named Robbie Cabral had a dream, and he developed an awesome padlock, one that could be opened with a key or your fingerprint.
Uh-huh.
He patented that technology and won the CES Innovation Award in 2017. Then he goes on Shark Tank and secured an equity investment from Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful.
All right.
And
he's
right
a tough sell.
He is a tough sell, and usually he does debt. But in this case, he invested in Robbie in this product because Robbie had a patent before he went on the show, which was genius.
Right.
It's a very broad patent. So right after that show and Mr. Wonderful's investment, our company, Hampton, signed an agreement with Robbie and Kevin, and we make the locks. So It's an amazing story, and you can read all about that American dream on BenjiLock.com.
It all started with a padlock.
it did. But since then, our partnership has really flourished.
Right. Robbie
and Kevin selected Hampton because they viewed us as the leader in security hardware innovation. And as proof, in the last couple of years, we've worked with Robbie and Kevin's team to expand that lineup. So today, we make not only the original Benji lock, but the TSA luggage locks, sport locks, bike locks, and now the Benji lock deadbolt lock. Mm-hmm. Robbie's theme for these products is that the key is at your fingertips.
Mm. Nice.
So you can use a key, but for his products, fingerprint technology opens the locks.
So a lot of people are thinking, oh my gosh, how many fingerprints can we put in there?
Well, on the deadbolt that we're going to talk about today, and this is why we think the product is so cool, you can put up to 10 different fingerprints. And this fingerprint sensor is similar technology to what the military or the government use. So it's very secure. The deadbolt fits virtually every door in your house, and it's unbelievably easy to install. The only tool you need is a Phillips head screwdriver to install this lock.
Okay.
Second, and maybe most importantly, you don't need a smartphone or an app to program Benji locks. Everything you need is built right into those locks.
Nice.
So there are three ways to open it by fingerprint. And as I said, it stores up to 10 unique fingerprints.
Okay.
Second, the lock also has a keypad on it, a touchscreen. And so you can enter your user code on that secure touchscreen, and that stores up to 25 unique codes. Or third, as we always do, you can use a traditional metal key.
Right.
And these locks can be rekeyed to match conventional house keys.
You know what's so great about this is I was just talking to somebody the other day, is half of us don't even know where our entry door key is anymore. You know, because a lot of times we'll come in through the garage and that's not always super secure. Or if you come in through the garage, then there's another door, and that door is rarely locked, or the key's, you know, hidden in a workbench drawer or something like that. I mean, it's amazing. People, you know, lifestyles have changed, and it all depends on the configuration of your home. But just having being able to use a code or a fingerprint, I mean, on my iPad, I use my fingerprint. It's just so much easier.
Yeah, not only all of that, Gary, but this lock is really fun to use. In our test markets, We watch family members race to the door to see who could use their fingerprint first
to
open
that
lock. And then they'd smile and hold the door open for the rest of the family members to come in. And we thought, what an interesting way to reinforce good manners, right?
There you go. Now, so I've been in the hardware business my whole life. And when I think of a deadbolt, most homes have deadbolts now. Does this lock, does it come with the bolt too, or is it just the lock mechanism, or tell me a little bit about that?
It does come with, it comes with everything you need to replace your existing deadbolt. So you take the one you've got out, and as I said, it fits on most doors,
right.
But the lock is powered by four Duracell batteries, double A's. They actually come packaged with the lock, so you don't have to go out and buy new batteries.
Good.
You can pull your old lock out, put the new latch in, connect the front and the back of the lock, and then everything you need to program the lock is built right into it. It's incredibly easy to install and to program.
So no Wi-Fi, no Wi-Fi, right? It's all built right there.
No Wi-Fi, no Bluetooth, nothing that you don't need anything else other than this lock to set it up and program it. Couple of interesting security features that we built into it also. First of all, back to your point about, you know, where's my key or did I lock the lock? All you have to do is touch this panel, the touch screen, when the lock is unlocked, and the lock will automatically lock.
Okay.
Second, when you come up and the lock is locked, if you touch that touch screen, there's a random code that pops up, and you eliminate that code. And that's in there so that users won't leave a fingerprint pattern on the touchscreen. Another security feature.
Sure.
The lock has got a very high security rating, so people will feel that security as soon as they pick up the lock. I think, as you and I discussed, people buy bologna and locks the same way. They buy them by the pound. So this is it's a big, secure lock, and it's got a very high security rating. And maybe most importantly, the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, judges agreed with us about the innovation because this lock won the Innovation Award in 2020.
Excellent. Of course, the next big question is, like all pieces of hardware, there's different finishes. Does this come in a couple different finishes or just one type?
It does. It comes in both a satin nickel and what we call Tuscan bronze or an oil rub bronze finish.
Okay.
So, and it's a nice, sleek, contemporary, compact design. The fingerprint sensor is very high security. It's very sensitive, so it will recognize your fingerprint. We've done literally hundreds of thousands of tests to ensure that false reads don't open the lock.
Yeah.
The directions are simple, but for us guys who don't read directions,
there's a
how-to-install video.
Hey, listen, I'm right on that video. I'm not going to read those directions. Put a whole closet.
Video with pictures and everything else that that you can bring up, and then, as is true, Gary, with all of our products, if all else fails, you can call Hampton Customer Care, where a real person here in the United States picks up the phone and will answer your questions or respond to your emails.
So, folks listening right now, the name of the lock again
is Benji Lock by Hampton. BENJILOCK by Hampton.
And where would someone obtain one of those or learn more about those? A website?
We're introducing this on your show, Gary, so people can go today to www.buyhampton.com, and they can buy this lock. It's $159.99, so it's a great price. Or they can go to benjilock.com and follow the shopping links. And we usually ship these locks right to your home within 48 hours.
Very cool. Well, obviously, that whole type of category is just so hot right now. Anything that makes it a little bit smarter, a little bit easier, certainly comes into play for a lot of us wanting that. And boy, folks with kids, a lot of them are back in school now, but see how all that works out. And that's a real advantage, too, that the kids' fingerprint or thumbprint can be right into that lock to get it to open. So it's buyhampton.com for more information, right?
That's right, or BenjiLock.com. Either one of them will take you right to our site. And at a time when so many of us are spending so much more time in our homes,
yep.
Installing this lock we think is a perfect home improvement project. And it's not only easy to use, but it's fun to use. And I can't remember the last time we did a test market and saw the kids being so energized to lock or unlock the doors.
Sure.
So to the extent that that's an issue for mom and dad, this is a great solution.
Yeah. Yeah, Kim, I get a look at a lot of new products, and every now and then I'll look at it and I'll go, wow. And the people always go, that's what I wanted to hear. Wow. So that sounds like a wow.
It is a wow, and when was the last time somebody said, that's fun, that lock?
Exactly. Hey, thanks so much for joining us again. I appreciate it, Kim.
You bet, Gary.
All right.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet.
Take care.
Enjoy your day. Bye-bye. All right, 44 minutes after the top of the hour, and check that out. It's very cool. And, again, you've got that website. Well, if you don't, it's buyhampton.com for more information.
I also put it on your website under the blog post we do for that show.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thanks, Danny. Appreciate
yep.
it. And let's give you the phone number. You can join us. Happy to talk about your home project. That was our little project of the week. It's 800-823-8255, and you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, for many of us, our homes have become our office, classroom, gym, and more. So make sure your family is breathing clean, healthy air with an Easy Breathe ventilation system. You'll get 20% off through January only. In fact, I've had one in my home for years. The EPA tells us that proper ventilation can help reduce airborne contaminants, including viruses, indoors. So now's the time to ventilate. Easy Breathe, 20% off through January only. Visit EasyBreathe.com. Well, now you can check your backup sump pump from your smartphone thanks to the innovations from the Zoller Pump Company. I've been really impressed with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. The Fit comes equipped with Z-Control, allowing you to test and monitor your backup remotely from your tablet or smartphone, giving you real-time peace of mind that your home is protected. That's not just convenience, that's confidence. Protect your home from flooding with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. And for more info, visit ZollerPumps.com. Well, I talk about a lot of products that can make your life easier, and here's one I use and love. It's called Tear Mender, been around since 1932. It can hem jeans, repair tears, and all types of materials on coats, pants, shirts, sweaters, and jackets. Anybody can use it. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and cushion furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home. It's kind of like construction adhesive for clothing. Tear Mender, available at Ace, Do It Best, True Value, Amazon, or find a store near you at TearMender.com. Does your jetted bathtub or hot tub spit out specks of brownish black gunk? Well, it could be biofilm, a slime formation in the plumbing that can harbor nasty bacteria. Awesome provides a complete colonoscopy that ends this nightmare. Awesome is safe, works fast, is effective, and septic safe. If you got a smelly washer or dishwasher, just a pinch of the gel does the job. Get Awesome at select dealers or at your favorite online retailer. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. That's AHHSOME.
All right, back at it we go in about 11 minutes before the top of the hour, taking your calls regarding a little home improvement. And let's get back to the phones. We got Bill. Bill, welcome.
Hello.
Gary, yes, sir.
I just had a question. I've got a problem with in my bathroom with my sink, my lavatory sink, and my shower. I had a new, it wasn't working right, the lavatory. So I went down and replaced the supply lines, and a piece of, it was only on the hot side, and a piece of calcium came out and put a new line in there, and it works perfect. Now my I can't get my shower to work right, and I replaced the filter cartridge in the shower, and would my pipe be full of calcium, you think?
Well, it could be, sure. In fact, if it's the shower head itself, if that's causing you the problem, my guess is that whole shower head with all those ports can be filled with calcium.
No. I mean, even the spout.
Even the spout? The
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming out on the hot side. I hardly get any hot water out of it.
Okay.
So
the vanity, it's working fine now.
Yes.
Okay. So now it's strictly the shower, and yes. The cold water comes out of the spout and of the shower head fine.
Correct. No problem.
Okay.
No issue.
All right. So you said something about a cartridge. Are you talking is this a single lever faucet?
Yes, it's actually a jacuzzi faucet, and it's got a filter cartridge, and we replaced that, and that still didn't do any good.
All these different brands are different, but like Moen, Delta, I'm not familiar with the jacuzzi faucet, but they also have, you know, the stem that goes from the handle into the housing of the faucet.
Right.
There is usually a setting on there for temperature. It's kind of like an anti-scald device.
Correct.
And I wonder if that cartridge is bad.
You know, it's a brand new cartridge we put in there, filter cartridge, and the settings are perfect, but it just,
okay.
The water flow almost comes to a stop on the hot side.
Okay.
So I don't know if I have to.
Yeah. So the only thing, I mean, yes, what you're saying is certainly a possibility. In fact, we had this call, I'm going to say like 6 weeks ago, and the fella actually had some PEX plumbing. It wasn't copper, and as he went down there, I said, well, it's got to be, you know, it could even be all the way down to the valve in the manifold, and he went down there, and that's what it was.
Okay.
So, you know, what I would start is I'd pull that filter out again, and can you see the port? I mean, if you had a flashlight in there, can you see the port where the water would come up into the faucet housing?
I probably could. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not at home right now.
Okay, so. Well, just when you pull that out, just take a look with a flashlight. See if you can see any accumulation where it could even be stopping there.
Okay.
Other thing is, I don't know where the supply is for that shower. A lot of times it could be even downstairs if there's a basement under that shower.
No, it's all in one wall. I've got a
So you can house, get to it.
Yeah, I can get to it, yes.
Okay. So is there a supply line to that, or is it half-inch copper tubing?
It's half-inch copper tube through the wall.
And okay.
That feeds the vanity and feeds the
But the vanity's fine, right?
Yeah, vanity's fine now.
So is that copper tubing, is that then teed off going to the shower?
Yes.
Okay. So what you could do, I mean, to see if it's, you know, I would probably shut that valve off. Well, we know the valve's working because we're getting water to the vanity. So we know that valve's
Correct.
Working, and we know everything up to that valve all the way down to your main line is fine.
Right.
So we're really talking about that one supply line and the housing of the faucet.
So Correct.
Pulling that stem, trying to look in there and see if there's any, you know, calcium that you could see would be one possibility. The other possibility is you shut off your water and you cut that copper line that's going up and see if you're getting water there. You know, see
okay.
if it's running through. That would be the next step. The other one, of course, is kind of what I talked about first, is back to that filter. And I know it's new, but that would be my only other suspect You know, at that point, that would be it. It's between that T and its and that filter or cartridge that you're talking about.
Okay. The last question is, if I see the calcium in there, what's the best way to get rid of it?
Well, you know, sometimes a piece will break off, you know, especially if we're working on a line, and it'll just come basically create a plug. So really getting in there with a needle nose or a paper clip or something, it's just an open port, and your cartridge is sealing that and shutting that off, you know, just see if you can poke it free.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I didn't know if like a clear, that CLR, spraying that back in there.
No, I don't think so. I think if my guess is either that line, that pipe is either limed closed, but my bigger guess now is it is either that filter or it is that, you know, a piece of hard water deposit just created a plug there. All right. Thank you much for the call. Grab a line. We got one for you, and I can tell you about one of my favorite products. It's called Awesome. It's AHHSOME.com. Awesome.com. If you've got a wash machine that just smells bad or a dishwasher that smells bad, this product is septic system safe. It's 100% money-back guarantee. What it does is it takes care of the biofilm, which is in the pipes of the device itself. I've used it myself. It works beautifully. The smell is gone in my wash machine, and they cleaned it out for sure. Awesome.com. Your call's next. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-doing men's solutions and ideas.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.